People just need to listen. 16 to 10.
And now on Nights with Steve Price, dental health with Dr. Larry Bench. Thanks to Mailo Clinic Sydney, the original home and inventor of the all-on-4 dental implant system.
Dr. Larry joins us every Monday night from the Mailo Street Clinic. How are you?
Good, Stephen. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. When do I know that I need to get a tooth filled other than getting a toothache?
If you've got, you feel something different, the anatomy's changed. In other words, you might put your tongue and feel something that wasn't there before.
Doing that right now. Top right crown tooth. Feels like there's a little sort of a crack there or something.
Yeah, it's probably nothing major, but...
Oh, thanks for that. You sort it out for me when I come and see you next?
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? I mean, it's quite sort of an amazing thing. Often toothache doesn't show up until the decay is quite large. And when it gets to that point, generally you'll either need a very large filling or you might need worse, a root canal or something like that. So, you know, prevention's the best cure, you know. So
one of the easiest ways to work it out sometimes, that you've perhaps cracked an old filling, and people my age now, late 50s, we've got a lot of those, and you've told me before, those amalgam fillings in our mouth, and they do have a life... they do have a life expectancy, don't they? And so suddenly you might get bits of food caught in between your teeth that you weren't getting there before, and that can often be that filling has run its race.
Yeah, look, it can be two things, actually. It can be that the filling is actually worn, and it's called a contact point. It means the way the two teeth fit together. So, you know, when you put dental floss and in between your teeth, it's got a bit of force when you to get it in that sort of clicks in. Mm. If the contact point is not strong, you can pack food in, and that can be either because the filling is broken down or it's a bit of a telltale sign you might have a bit of gum disease. So the teeth have drifted a little bit, so they come apart a little bit. So either way, probably not going to cause you too much pain other than the fact the food packs into that area, and every time you have a meal, you're thinking, oh, you know, and it gets quite sore.
Well, that gets irritating. And the other thing, it can cause bad breath, can't it?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So if you actually have someone's got gum disease and you clean their teeth and then you go in and you actually floss in between, you can actually get quite an odour off the floss.
Tiny bit of blood in the spit when you cleaned your teeth,
yep,
is that a sign?
Yeah, a sign that there's some gum disease going on. And, you know, what people mostly do is they actually brush their teeth or they floss their teeth and they get a bit of blood. The tendency is, I won't do it. It's causing problems. But the vice versa is actually...
Do they?
Yeah, they do. Vice versa is actually, you know, if you've got a bit of blood, then you've got to clean it a little bit better.
Last time I went to the dentist, they tried to give me some strange device to scrape my tongue. I said, I don't think I'll be using that. Thank you very much. What is that all about?
Sometimes the bacterial flora gets changed in your mouth. And we often see it sometimes actually after the all-on-4 because you give people some antibiotics. And antibiotics sometimes can alter the bacterial flora in your mouth, and you can get a bit of sort of a candida, a bit of thrush on your tongue, and you can actually scrape your tongue with a special plastic scraper. It's good to clean the tongue.
Weird.
Well, they say we
hard
are a bit
to
like...
use and strange.
Yeah, exactly.
But they work, do they?
Yeah, they do. They do. Yeah. Yeah, you know, you'll see our hygienists give them out quite a bit to people. We have enough that there's a few decent supply of them in the clinic.
Great to catch up as usual. Talk to you next week.
Good to speak to you,
Dr.
mate.
Dr. Larry Bench from the Mailo Street Clinic. It is 10 minutes to 10.